You're listening to You've Got This, episode 154. Welcome to You've Got This, a weekly podcast for higher education professionals looking to increase their confidence and capacity for juggling the day-to-day demands of an academic life. I'm your host, Dr. Katie Linder. On this episode, I want to talk about the concepts of tailwinds and headwinds. And this is a metaphor that came up in the last week or so, because as I am closing out the summer writing groups, I'm leading three right now, and so they're all starting to close out. We're about to go into our last meeting of the sessions, and everybody is a little bit freaked out about going into this new fall season. Here in the U.S., we're transitioning from summer to fall, and summer is typically a time where things are a little bit more slowed down, and as we go into fall, everybody knows things are going to speed up quite a bit. And so one of the things we've been talking about in these writing groups is how, in some ways, summer is like having a tailwind behind you. When you think about going on a flight and the flight goes just a little bit faster, gets you to your destination a little bit quicker, and you have that tailwind, that might make things feel a little bit easier in terms of what you can get done and just having that flexibility and that space to work on projects, and especially projects that need maybe a little bit more of your cognitive or creative load. But then when you go to the fall, you have a little bit more of a headwind where things are probably going to slow down a little bit. And one of the things that I've really been encouraging my writing group members to think about is the naturalness of that kind of transition from one season to another. And that it's not really like hitting a brick wall. You know, like it's not like you're going to come to a hard stop, but you are going to have kind of a slower transition. It can feel abrupt. But think about it as that transition from the tailwind to the headwind. And as I've been talking with my writing group members, I'll be honest with you, some of them are really dreading this. They've loved their summer months. They've felt so productive, and now they're going into a season where they know they're going to have a lot of things competing for their time. And I have some of these feelings too. You know, like summer is a time when on my campus, the students aren't here as much, and we have lighter meeting loads because people are out on vacation more so than in other times of the year. And now that we're going into fall, it's a heavy travel season for me. So I can completely understand some of this concern and some of the anxiety of what it's going to look like. So one of the things that I challenged my writing group members to think about, and I will give the same challenge to you, is to look ahead into the fall and think about what is it that you are looking forward to. So when I think about the fall, there are so many things about it that I like. I like that it starts to get cooler weather. I like that it starts to get more overcast and rainy, which might be a little bit unusual, but is also a good reason why I live in the Northwest. Overcast and rainy weather, to me, is the best weather for writing, for editing, for having a warm cup of tea, and just kind of tucking yourself away with a blanket and a good book. I love that part of the year. And with the leaves changing and all of those kinds of things that fall brings with it, it's actually one of my favorite seasons. In the midst of even the busyness of my travel schedule, I really do like to enjoy, you know, going to Starbucks and getting one of those pumpkin lattes, or doing things that feel more seasonal around watching a movie that's associated with the holidays, or listening to music as you start to get into the holiday season. But the idea is to just generally think about what are the things about your fall schedule or the next season schedule that can help to pull you forward so you don't feel like you're being kind of shoved into something that you're not really looking forward to. Now, something else that I recently did for my fall schedule that I'm really pleased about is I went ahead and booked in advance all of my haircuts for the fall, because I've got a lot to kind of schedule around in terms of my travel. And I also went ahead and booked massages for myself every month of the remaining months of 2019. And this was something that I thought would be really helpful to give me something to look forward to, but also to make sure that I didn't have to think about later taking care of myself in those ways. And I wouldn't have to do kind of last minute appointments. I wouldn't have to be worried that I had to squeeze in something in between my travel sessions in a way that would be stressful for me. So some of the ways that you can think about planning for this next season is, how do you want to build in those self-care strategies? Or how do you want to build in even just some buffer time for yourself so that things can feel slowed down in a way that actually kind of benefits you and benefits your schedule, allows you to be a little bit more relaxed? Now, I also think it's really important as we shift from one season to another to celebrate your progress and any successes that you had, and to think really carefully about what was it about the summer that felt really good to you. If you've had a good season and that's part of what is making you feel a little anxious about going into the next part of the year, what is it that you can maybe take from that previous season and bring into the next one? Is it just that you felt like you had more time in your schedule, or that you spent more time with your family, or that you built in a vacation, or you took weekends off? You know, like whatever it might be that you had in the past season that felt really good to you, try to bring a little piece of that into the upcoming season that you have in front of you. I think sometimes we feel so much concern about the future that we forget to look at the future with a kind of openness that allows us to feel really positively towards it. And there are so many things like roasting vegetables and making soups and a lot of food-related things, really, for me, that I love about each season. And as each season changes, it really allows me to shift my perspective and kind of think about that part of the year in a new way, think about the goals that I'm working on, and what is it that I really want to accomplish, and how can I accomplish that given how my schedule might shift and change. Now, it's also, I think, it can be helpful if you're not coming out of, you know, a picture-perfect season. Maybe you've come out of a rough season. Maybe for some reason the summer wasn't what you wanted, or it wasn't what you were expecting. You can also look back and do kind of the opposite activity and say, what do you want to leave behind? What are the things that you want to kind of shrug off and say, you know, okay, it's a new season. It's a new start. It's a clean slate. And you can start to intentionally leave some of those things behind so that you can start into the fall, start into this next season with a really positive attitude and a different mindset about what is possible for you and what are some of the things that you can, again, really look forward to. So I am really excited about the fall season, definitely about some of the travel. And when I think about even the stress of travel, I also can balance that with the people I'm going to see at the conferences I'm going to, the colleagues I'm going to be able to reconnect with, the time I'm going to have on airplanes to read novels and to do some writing, and also just some really fun projects I have coming up this fall around layering in the new branding for my business, launching my coach training program, which I'm so excited about, running a couple different sessions of the 7 Weeks to Radical Self-Trust program throughout the fall, which is going to be an incredibly fun thing to meet with those groups, and of course, running writing groups again. So all of those things are things that are really pulling me toward this new season and keeping me kind of open and curious about what this next season holds for me. So you all know that I love to do goal setting and I love to think about the year in quarters and months and kind of breaking it down into chunks. And this is the perfect time of year to think about this last third of the year. And what do you really want it to be for you? What is the attitude that you want to take as you go into these last few months of 2019? And what is the kind of mindset that you want to set up for yourself? One of the things I shared recently with my writing groups is my mindset going into this last part of the year is really one of rest and restfulness. And despite the fact that my load is going to be pretty heavy, my workload, and that I'm going to have quite a bit on my plate, I'm still approaching it with a mindset of rest. And for what that means for me is making sure I'm building in that buffer time into my schedule, that I'm getting enough sleep, that I'm taking time to get up from my desk, to go on walks, and that I'm also probably going to be taking off more weekend time than I've ever done before. I'm building in some vacation time at the end of the year and also just really trying to approach my work with the understanding that the work is always going to be there. And if I need to take a break, I can do that. So I would love to hear, what are some of the ways that you're approaching this latter part of the year? How are you feeling about that tailwind, headwind metaphor? What are some of the things that are pulling you forward as you shift into this new season? I would love for you to email me at contact@katielinder.work. You can always tweet to me at katie_linder, or you can connect with me on Instagram at katie_linder, Or you can always write me a letter. And what a restful activity to do something like that. You can write me a letter at Katie Linder, P.O. Box 1621 in Albany, Oregon, 97321. Any way you want to contact me, I always love to hear from you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to this episode of You've Got This. Show notes and a transcript for this episode can be found at katielinder.work/podcasts. You've Got This is part of the Radical Self-Trust podcast channel, a collection of content dedicated to helping you seek self-knowledge, nurture your superpowers, playfully experiment, live your core values with intention, practice loving-kindness toward yourself and others, and settle into your life's purpose. Learn more about the RST channel at katielinder.work/podcasts. If you found this episode helpful, please also consider rating and/or reviewing the show in iTunes. Thanks for listening.